Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Hopefully you are too. Welcome to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. Again, I mean, so many other shows you could be watching, so many other things that you could be listening to. And I appreciate the fact that you've chosen this one. You know, I joke around, I say choose. Well, actually, not a joke. No, I do appreciate you know, the time you spend with me, and I think it does show that you want more than just a jokester show, if you would, that you want some information, you want to have those conversations that they're not having on other stations, other shows. I was just talking to somebody yesterday about this, and, you know, some people get they get irritated with the questions I ask. They think I shouldn't be talking to, you know, Sonya Smith could have joined us in a few minutes. And, you know, sometimes they think that we're asking, or I shouldn't be asking the questions I'm asking. Because they hurt people's feelings, or they, whatever, I don't even know. Look, I'm not here, here we go. I'm not here not to hurt your feelings. If you're looking for a show that's not going to hurt your feelings, and, you know, maybe you should find out what was that show, Stuart Smalley? Yeah, why don't you find out if he's still being played anywhere? I doubt it, but whatever. Right? And in that way, that you can feel better about everything. I just want to lay it out for you to look at. You think about it, okay? You seriously do with the information what you want. And if it's not for you, then hey, it's not for you. It's that simple. I'm not going to tailor it around. Anyway, again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something, as I love to say, do something more than nothing. A lot of you like to, you know, try to get people involved in politics. You know, a lot of people complain about the schools, complain about your city, complain about this, that, the other thing. And where are you? Are you there? Are you helping out? Are you doing something other than just voting? Yeah, great that they get your check for $100 or $200 or $50 or $20. And that's great because you need it. But what else are you doing to help make sure you get the right candidates in, you hold their feet to the fire, that they're one of yours? I've seen it myself with people that I thought I was close to. I've watched them go down the road of, I won't say giving up, but they don't want to fight anymore. You ask him, you talk with him, and they'll tell you, I don't want to go through all the garbage anymore. And my attitude is, okay, so what are you doing here? Honestly, sincerely, what are you doing here? This is good. People, this Larry Elder used to say it all the time before he now has gone on and tried to run for governor. And the deal is that this is a war. This will continue to be a war. And I'm not telling you to get your guns out and all that, so please do not read into my words. That's not what I'm talking about. This is a war from a standpoint of every principle that you have to be willing to stand up on. And you have to be willing when somebody looks at you and says, oh, you're just such a racist, bigoted, homophobic, blah, 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 blah. And go, well, thank you. It's the only response you can have. Because they're not going to care. Listen, without you getting 100% behind anything that they're doing for any reason, you will not win this argument. I know, I jumped right into it today. I wasn't going to. How does that happen? I'll fix that later. I mean, really, seriously, honestly, all of that, you're going to have to be able to stand on your principles and tell people, this is it for me. I'm not willing to back off of what I believe. I'm not willing to give in to your demands because you're going to make me feel bad or look bad or whatever. Just ridiculous. In more ways than one. Just ridiculous. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that, too. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, being involved. If you want to send me an email, that's really easy to do, too. Email me at Joe. Come on, write it down. At therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. It's the best way to do it. And I'll do what I can to maybe answer your question or deal with your issue online. But I got to tell you something. I mean, seriously, if we don't understand what they want from us, if we don't understand for lack of a better term, I am sorry, but the blood that they're looking for in this race, I fear that you're just done. If you don't get it, you're truly just done. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, Sonya Smith's going to join us in a couple of minutes. And the thing I love a lot of things about Sonya, but, you know, she is willing just to be honest with us. You know, put it out there. Tell us how she feels. I've learned so much, really honestly, from her and from Alfonso Rachel. I have learned so much from those two. If we're just not afraid to ask the questions and we're not afraid to open our mouths, then there's a lot happening. There's a lot out there to open your mind to these things. Why are you afraid to talk to people in the black community? Seriously, with all due respect, why are you afraid to talk to people in the black community? Ask them questions about themselves. If you honestly don't know the answer, there's no harm, no foul. If they're truly your friends. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
Mr. Butter himself. Not me, him. Dean Martin. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. You know, God bless. Thanks for being with me today, guys. I always appreciate your time with me. And really, truly, I keep saying the same thing to you. Get informed before you engage. Get informed before you start spewing off at the mouth. You know, you want people to believe that we have a clue, don't you? So that's why I say to you, you know, be careful as to what you say, what you respond with, unless you know it to be true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. I have so much fun when she's on. She helps us kick off the party for the week. We are kicking off the party because otherwise I can leave.
There is no party in my world. But I'm glad I get off for your viewers. If they think I'm kicking off something, then that's great.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm telling you. They love you. Check out the... They love you. That's all I'm going to say. What is it with you Hollywood types? I was going to tell you we love you.
That's the problem. We're so insecure. And, but, yeah, and that aids to us that encompasses us as narcissists, because narcissists, they may act like they're the leaders and that they know everything and they're in your, but deep down, they're a bunch of insecure people who constantly need to be told that they're good people.
I wouldn't bring back anybody that I didn't think added value or that I appreciated, you know, their opinion, what they had to say. And I was just, I don't know if you heard it, but I was talking about it. I said, you know, one of the things I love about you and Zoe and a few others I have on the show, you're not afraid to talk about the issues, you know, whether it's color or whether it's the gay and lesbian community or what have you, in an honest and open way. And it doesn't offend you. Actually, it offends more listeners the way you and I talk or Zoe and I talk. I would get a kick out of it. Why did you ask her that? Well, because I was curious, and some other people were curious, and I just asked her.
This is just such a culture of being offended. And in the meantime, you know, they want this idealistic world, but how do you get that if you can't communicate?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, so true. I mean, yeah. I don't know how you get any. You're right. You're exactly right. You know?
I had a conversation with my sister she sent me a video of a kid being abducted. This is the most horrific thing your viewers may have seen. That a guy jumps out of his car, grabs a kid, and puts the kid in the car and gets ready to take off. But this woman, the mother, is able to get her kid out of the car before he takes off, and she saves the day. And my sister thought that was great. And I said it would have been greater had she had a license to carry and stop him from ever doing this again. And my sister was appalled. My sister, the liberal, she's like, well, I think all the time she would have been spent searching in her purse for a pistol. I'm like, it ain't a tube of lipstick, honey. You. She says, well, whatever. So her liberal response was, well, whatever. I care that the kid was saved.
Oh, God.
I think
instant castration should be
instant castration.
Right? I mean, seriously.
A problem with that. She thought, you know, I know that they depend on the government for everything. I don't understand, let's defund the police, but let's use the police when we need them, and let's not take care of ourselves. And I just don't understand that argument at all. I said to her, this guy's going to, now he's gone. Nobody knows who he is. He's going to do this again. Even if he had been put in jail, he's going to, thanks to the left, have lesser jail time or they're going to pity him for his problems, you know, that he grew up with. And, and he'll be out in the street doing that again. I say license to carry would have solved that real quick and permanently. That's all.
Well, no, you're right, though. You hit the nail right on the head. Because of the way society treated him, because of the way he was treated all through his life, then, you know, you got to feel bad for him. And it's really not his fault that he wants to go grab children away from moms. I mean, come on. Have a heart, Sonia. What's wrong with you?
Think of what would have happened. I mean, I don't even know what I can't think of the best case scenario that would be for him taking this child. Is it for his own use or is it to sell? You know, I mean, there's not a pretty picture here.
No.
And for my liberal sister to say, well, you know, it's just good that the mommy was able to grab him fast enough. Well, what about mommies who can't grab them fast enough?
She had another baby in her hand, right?
Right, exactly. So, I don't know. I just don't get them. I think that they like to feel good about themselves, but their solutions are just ignorant, and they never work, and they're certainly not permanent.
No, not at all. And it seems, if you start going down a list of everything the Dems stand for today, it seems like they stand for the criminal, they stand for the illegal, they stand for everything that just is not good and healthy for society as a whole.
No, and I don't know what that's about. Are they just inherently evil or stupid, or I swear I spend more time than I should trying to figure out why they go down these roads.
Well, but you want to be able to speak with them. You want to be able to have a conversation with them, but good luck to you.
I don't know. To be honest, I really don't. I'm finally at the point in my life where I have no lefties, no liberals, no lefties in my life. So,
really? Wow. Wipe out half the town that I don't know? I mean,
well, I don't have any any friends either, so that solves that problem.
You and I have talked about this before. Zoe has talked about this before. I had a young man on. I was kind of worried when I first had him on the show. He's 21 years old, and he's got his own podcast or what have you. But he came on and he started talking about things that you and Zoe talk about on a regular basis, which is he has been accused over the last few years of acting white because he doesn't read, he reads comic books, he listens to jazz, he really doesn't care much about football, and he doesn't listen to rap. And I was joking, I said, my God, are you serious? Are you just playing with me? He goes, no, I'm dead serious with you. He said, you know, they keep teasing me about not acting black enough. And he said, that's the problem in our group. We beat each other up for not acting the way we perceive we're supposed to be. But that comes from what the Democrats have been telling you for 60 years, right?
Exactly. And, oof, boy, I have a lot to say about that. Then what is acting black? Speaking inappropriately, listening to music that debases women and who we are. So it's such a negative view of who we are, not only imposed by Democrats, but imposed by ourselves. And when that happens, when our own comes against us, now we feel like we have no home. It's a perfect way to push us into silence. I mean, the rest of the country knows what it feels like now to be silenced and to be wary of what you say and how you act. But that's what black people with independent thought have had to deal with for years. So here's just a kid who knows what he likes and likes what he knows, and he gets put down by that.
Yeah, I think that's terrible. I mean, he went through a lot more about being successful in school and other things, and I just don't get it. If you want to lift your community up, I don't care what color your community is, if you want to lift your community up, you encourage each other. You don't put each other down. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Sony's going nowhere. She's staying with us. And you're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated is picking up speed in some places around the country as hospitalizations and deaths increase in some states. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
For a young person, you may think you are Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true.
She says it's not just about you.
You can also make your grandparents sick and your parents sick.
Austin, Texas, is once again asking people to wear a mask even if vaccinated. Cases are also rising in Missouri, where mask mandates are returning. Touring a vaccination clinic in Salinas, California, that's hoping to vaccinate farm workers in the area, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
My dad was a farm worker, and I know what that work was like, and I know what they go through. They are essential workers.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-733-5563. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. You know, if you go to the website, TheJoeMessinaShow.com, TheJoeMessinaShow.com. You know, go up there and you can check out stations and where you can listen and that kind of thing. And we have an app that you can pull down on your phone. So if you're in an area where you can't get it on the station, you got to listen to it on your app, which really, I put the app up there for convenience. But seriously, pick up the phone, call your local radio station, say, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying this show? You know, and if they don't give you the response you want, call me. I'll call them. I might be able to persuade them. We'll see. But I'll tell you who's got a real persuasive personality. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always love to have her on with me. And Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me. And that is my middle name, Persuasive. Persuasive.
Okay.
I don't usually use it.
As long as it's not, you know, candy or caramel or anything like that. We're okay.
Chocolate. No, it's not that. It's persuasive, but it's, I couldn't figure out how to spell it, so.
I do it. Stop. Just stop, okay? So, where the sea got me all, where am I going now? Where was I going? we were talking about, what is it, acting white or was it acting black or what have you. And again, you were saying, we were both saying actually, it is something that has been thrust upon your community from the Democrats. Let's just be honest about it. They're the ones that have promoted this over the years.
Well, yeah, and to be honest, what good is speaking Ebonics and the vernacular if you don't know how to not do it? What good is that going to do you in society? How are you going to get a job, you know, if you can't speak properly or the way, you know, they get mad at saying properly, but the way people want to communicate with you. That's a hard... now I'm even stumbling over it.
Sonia, you can't use the word normal when you talk about how people talk and all that.
No, but I know, you know, they say people who speak Spanish and speak English are bilingual, but I'm bilingual in such a way I can go to the hood and be very comfortable. I don't have to change the way I talk because I think that's... I don't do a Hillary Clinton. You know, I'm not putting hot sauce in my purse and going, I ain't no white guy. I don't have to do any of that. But, you know, I'm comfortable in the black community. But if I'm going to get a job, I know the difference And I had the ability to go in and out of those two different languages. I remember one time I was like, and I do think that black people with independent thought are multilingual in that sense. There was a time where I did a bit on the Arsenio Hall show, and it was a telephone bit. Arsenio used to call in people. It was a joke bit. He'd call in people. And this time he had to call like a 13-year-old white girl, Valley girl. And I said, oh, I can do that. You know, he's like, what? How you got? And I got on the air. I mean, when we did it live, we hadn't rehearsed it, did it live. And I could see that look in his face, like, who is that? And then after the show, he goes, was that you? He had no idea that I could do that. And it's because when you're exposed to a lot of culture, I went to a high school of surfers. Yes, I learned how they sounded and how they talked. So, and I think that that's only to your advantage, you know,
yeah.
to pigeonhole you into sounding, acting, quote unquote, black. Well, what is that this day and age? We live in various places. We're around various people. So, what is acting black?
I have no idea, but it seems like. Everything natural, and I'm just going to say it, everything natural and normal, whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, seems to offend the left. It's like, I sent you a couple of clips. One of them was, I love this guy now. I'm now his biggest fan, which was the Mega Hulk, okay? And when he came out on stage and he started riling up that crowd and he got rolling in and he started talking about men being men. Now, the reason this is personal is this week something came out about me in the paper, and the left went nuts, and they grabbed a whole bunch of my stuff, and one of them was about teaching men to be men, teaching men to be husbands, you know, dads, leaders in the community, to take their rightful place that God intended for them. And they've been feminized. They've been told that that's wrong. It's wrong to be a man. It's wrong to be masculine. So this guy just rips it up with, you know, 3, 4, 5 points that are right on. But he also brings the black community into it again, that there's an expectation that they're not that, that they shouldn't be that. It works for every color, doesn't it? Men should be men in every color, shouldn't they?
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead. It's all yours.
my gosh. You don't even want me to get started.
I do. I want you to let them know how you feel.
Single woman, and as a woman who's watched what liberal women do to their men, is just so sad. And I love that this strong black man was quoting Jordan Peterson. And, you know, you learn so many things from people. It doesn't matter what color they are, or, you know, what their background is or whatever. If it's truth and if it's right, it's truth and it was right. The reason that I gravitated towards the Republican Party many, many years ago when I did was not just because they had the values, they held the values that I hold, but I thought that they were masculine, that they were men, that they were protective, all these things that the Mega Hulk talked about. And then what happened, whether you like her or not, is Sarah Palin came along, and I saw everybody take a step. All this men didn't protect her. Now the left protects the most ridiculous, awful, godforsaken women. They never put them down. And I watched what our men on our side did with Sarah Palin, and that was the last time I called myself a Republican. And
wow.
It was because of the lack of masculinity, the lack of protection. Protection is a huge thing for me. And you know what?
And he talks about that. He talks about protecting your wife, your women, yes. Your kids.
What does the left say? He don't need to protect me. I can protect myself. Everything that he talks about, the left has tried to systematically get rid of in our society. And now we have these skinny jeans wearing men who can't make a decision. I mean, that's what they're. Do you know statistically, liberal women prefer and do date conservative men?
Yes.
So they ruin mankind, and then they come back and dip into our well, you know? So, I don't know. It's just really, really frustrating. And, you know, it's like, he talks about fight. This is a war, and we need men to fight a war. And you know, how do men fight a war in skinny jeans? It's like, you know, our side says hold my beer, their side says hold my man purse. You know, they don't want to get their petty pettiness. It's It's not even a joke, the kind of men who I have met. They don't know how to act because they've been trained by liberalism, and I don't find them interesting or attractive in the least. These men who don't want to fight the war, who don't stand up, who don't learn. I mean, these are all his 5 or 6 points. Every single one of his points are the reason that I'm finding that men are just like really lacking. Now, I'm not saying that they don't have their things with us too. I'm sure they do. But he's talking about men. We're talking about men. I'm not gay as far as I know. So I'm looking at men in that way. And I tell you, there's just, the left has really done a number on men. And I will say they've done a number on men because men by and large didn't have dads who were in their lives who could train them up. And I'm even talking about men in my age group. They had fathers who did either enormous destruction in their lives, yep, their developmental lives, or they just weren't there. So they don't have anything to pull from other than what is replaced, you know, into them by society, by movies, by the, and that's all from the left. So
you know, it's really interesting when you see, not that mothers are any less valuable, but when you see the stats on fatherless homes, no matter what color you are, when it comes to the kids and how they grow up and you know, what they do and how much trouble they get into and whether they finish school and whether they get, you know, pregnant and the whole nine yards. And again, it isn't because mom was bad at it. It's just, you know, in most cases, mom's working 2 jobs to try to feed the family. She's trying to take care of the kids. I get all of that. But the, you know, to think that, and I'm just going to say it, I know I'll catch a lot of heck for it, but a 2-man home or a 2-woman home, the dynamics aren't there anymore. The father and the mother bring something together with those kids that make a major league difference. Got to go for a break. Do a pause. Write it down, because I don't want you to forget that thought. I will. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Feel the rhythm now.
I know I've said this before, but I have this vision in my mind when this bumper comes in that a bunch of flappers up on stage, you know, from the old 20s or whatever. That's what they call it, flappers, I think. The girls that were just dancing like crazy. Looked like they were having a stand-up and epilepsy or something like that. It was just crazy. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, like I keep saying, you get involved, get engaged, do something more than sit there drooling all over yourself, right? Read. Get engaged. Find out what you can do to make your community better. We're only going to win this back, people. Some of you feel like we can never win it back, but we can. You're only going to win this back to get people that are willing to fight and take it back one seat at a time with your local government. School board, water board, city councils, and then you branch off into supervisors in your county or what have you. But, you know, going after the federal seats all the time, we get pummeled. Take it back one step at a time. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, to kick the weekend, kick off the party. And I saw the guy you're going to party with later on.
Who's that?
He looks like a very, very intelligent young man. That's right.
Who the heck? And I'm not looking for intelligent.
I was talking about your grandson during the break. Very, very smart young man. There you go.
Yeah, well, you know what? I figure when you're raising a better man than you're dating, you might want to rethink that. But it's Dickens is... no, that's not true. I need to do a lot of work, too. I mean, we all do. We've all been kind of screwed up by the left. And I think men don't know how to act anymore. I think the whole hashtag MeToo movement has frightened them into you know, being... They're not tapped into their inner... Someone said to me, they tapped into their inner caveman. And I'll be honest, I believe that that is what women are looking for, long for, desire, the whole bit. We aren't looking for somebody to read us poetry and be wishy-washy, as wishy-washy as we are. We need somebody who can be honest with us, who can be strong, and who can take the lead. I know personally, black women, here's another black woman thing that you probably have not heard of, but black women have been raised to do it on their own. And now I don't know if that's because their mothers thought that they wouldn't have men to help them, but the thing was how we were raised is you better be able to do this yourself. And wow. I think that that's, well, you know, and I'm not mad at that. But I will say what that raised is a whole group of very self-sufficient women who can do it all themselves. And I think that my experience is men don't know where they fit with a woman like that. Who I don't even think to ask for help. Don't even think of it. Because I've done everything myself my entire life. I raised both my kids myself. I sent them to college. I bought my own houses. I did, you know, it was my credit, my money. I did everything. So, and when the going was tough, it was me who had the ideas and fixed it. And while you're doing all that, though, you also feel very demoralized as a woman. You don't feel like a woman. And it causes a lot of resentment. And it's very...
Yeah, but think of what it's doing to the guy, though. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from women, but...
I think on both sides it does. Nobody knows where they fit. Well, who's responsible for that? I think men, when they get in a relationship, they're looking for women who can make sure that they can cover their half. Whether, you know, when I, my father, his philosophy, and I don't know that he ever said this, but this is what I saw. What his was the households. What was hers, what she earned, and my mother worked the whole time, was hers.
Wow.
And yeah, that's kind of and that's how I was raised. That's what I saw, and that's what I expect. I don't expect what can I bring to the table, and that I have to do it. You know, and it's very interesting in today's society that I think men probably are listening to that, going, "Well, who she thinks she is?" And well, we weren't like that in the beginning. We were, you know, men were providers and protectors, and they were responsible, and they didn't have to work jobs that they loved.
It's in their DNA. We're supposed to work the land or work. You know, that's what we're made to do. And, you know, it's funny, you talk about this stuff. Tammy knows. Look, Tammy doesn't need me, really. She could change her own tires. She knows, you know, if she gets too far into it, she can call AAA. She's got all that figured out. But it's. She even says it herself. It's so nice to know she doesn't have to. That there's somebody there willing to look at it and take care of it, you know. And it's stupid little things, but there's still things that we were made to work together to do.
Wonderful little things,
right?
Wonderful little things. Yeah, so, I think that we're a whole generation of women who don't even know what that feels like. It's very, very bad.
I was freaked out when my kids were teenagers and we would go places with them or somebody would come and get them. Women were always driving. And now I know the libs out there are going to go, well, what's wrong? Women don't know how to drive? No, it's not what I said. Even when they were going out on a date or they're going somewhere, the girl came and picked up my son, or I'd see girls out there picking up their boyfriends. They're going, what happened to the days when the guy drive? You picked up the girl. You went to the door. The parents got to see your face, and you know what I'm saying? This is dead. This is like old fashioned.
I think guys would honk the horn these days if they did drive. They wouldn't even come in meet the parents. This is bad. And you know, again, I played my game. 3 degrees to the left. This has all been propagated by the left. You know, if it were up to us and listening to your MAGA Hulk guy, this wouldn't be happening. Women don't feel respected, loved, cherished, protected, any of that, by having to pick up the guy for a date or having someone honk the horn so they run out and then probably having to pay for half the date and then being expected to get... And here's another thing, is like women are expected... They expect
just
themselves
say it.
Sex
yep.
in the States. And I don't care what age group you're in. You're expected to do that. It's expected that you do that. And if you don't, you're the weirdo. And nowadays it's so done, the guy can move on to someone.
It's like kissing. I mean, being in the high school district, sex with these kids, it's like kissing was in the 70s. You know, it's just
right.
something you do, and there's nothing, right. there's no real connection at all. And I find that amazing.
That's not different from high school and grown old black lady.
All right, good night, everybody, because we're going to be gone anyway. But no, seriously, in the books that I've read over the years and the shows I've listened to, when it comes to true, solid relationships, and the way God has it laid out, you know, women, according to God's word, okay, men, it's about respect for men. I have to know that my wife respects me because she knows that what I'm trying to do is right for the family. She knows I'm trying hard. I know she loves me. I know she loves me when she walks in and brings me stuff or the little things that she does, she's thinking about me. Women, on the other hand, they have to feel loved and secure. They have to know you're there, and you're there because you love them, not because you're there because you have to be. And that's what makes the relationship strong and tight. And that's gone. I mean, think about the relationships that you know of with younger people. They don't know what those words mean. Love is a feeling you have when you're both naked under the sheets. That's all that is.
Don't know that in older people. We just don't have it anymore. It's so sad. The left has really ruined relationships. You really have. And it's sad. I don't know how. Nobody knows how to do this anymore. At least in my experience and with the people who I know.
Well, the craziness is they tell you that you should be able to love anybody. You should be able to be with anybody. But you should be with anybody anytime you want, whenever you want, with how many you with. There's like nothing there. There's no commitment to anything.
I think that the women's movement did the biggest harm in relationships. That was the thing that said we're supposed to have sex like a man. Well, no, we're not. No, we're not. Can it be done? Yeah. But there are consequences. There's a price to pay for that. And I think that we're living the price that's being paid. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't some things that we needed to talk about and address and all that about relationships between men and women. I think that's always going to be there. But to totally dismantle the relationships and the roles and turn the roles of women and men upside down, it's crazy. I know more female providers for their families than I do male providers for their families.
I was... last night I was talking about, we only got another minute and a half or so, but I was talking last night about, I don't know if you know this movie, it was called Cheaper by the Dozen, came out in like the 30s or 40s, right?
I just did a remake of it, yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about the original one. So in the original movie, right, mom was a professional, dad was a professional, they had a pretty good, you know, running family, they even make fun of Margaret Sanger in the movie, but it was an old movie and it was very solid, right? Now you see the remake and you sit down, I saw 3.5 minutes of the remake, I had to throw up and shut it off. Dad's a buffoon, can't keep things together, mom's the one that holds it all together because she's a professional in the family. I'm going, are you people for real? Why did you have to go down that road?
Because you have to show women empowerment. You have to switch those roles. It's important to the left to throw everything that God has designed on its heel. We did my daughter and I just did another
30 seconds, quick.
We just did another version, and if you think that one appalled you, wait till you see ours.
Oh, God bless America. SoniaSchmidt.org, SoniaSchmidt.org. Got to go check her out. Or every Friday, right here on the show. Seriously, we have a ball and a good time. And if you're appalled, maybe this isn't the show to listen to. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.